Welcome back to Texans Huddle, and welcome back to NRG Stadium. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And Mark, 0-2 is definitely not how we wanted to get
started. I'm not in a good mood, Patty.
I'm not either.
Not in a good mood at all.
We're crabby here.
Crabby. Let's get it right this weekend, Tampa Bay.
All right. What did you like?
I like Ryan Mallett. You know, I know that, look, it wasn't pretty. He threw the ball 58 times. Mallett has to do better, be more accurate, all of that. But he was victimized by early drops, I thought. The O-line, with all the mixing and matching they're doing, does not help the situation. It was his first start of the year, third start in his career. And I don't care how long you've been around, if you haven't played the position, there's no way to really improve unless you're out there taking the bullets. I'm eager to see what he does from start one to start two this year, and then build on that from here, Patty. This is your best shot to win. You got to hope it works out for Mallett.
Well, one of those balls that did not get dropped was caught by Garrett Graham.
And that was our HCC play of the week. It was awesome in the back of the end zone. Garrett Graham, one-handed grab. You know, eventually used more hands than that, but that was a phenomenal reception.
Yeah, absolutely. And, in fact, I had a chance to catch up with Ryan Mallett, talk about that game and where he thinks he's going from here.
Obviously, we want to get the win. We didn't. Sometimes I felt like I tried to make too many plays. Got to, you know, trust my guys to get over and throw them the ball. So this week, that's what we're working on.
Make too many plays. What do you mean when you say that?
I just do too much instead of just running plays. Just trying to take over, change the play. Sometimes we didn't have to, and sometimes we did. So it just, you know, I'm going to take what the defense gives me.
Can you kind of talk about what a roller coaster sort of this last 4 weeks has been? Obviously, we all watched it kind of unplay on Hard Knocks when Coach named Hoyer the starter. You came out and clearly weren't happy about it, but you knew you had to be professional about it and that you would get your chance, and kind of how it actually played out exactly that way.
Oh, you're right. I mean, just to me, so it's about being professional. I mean, OB said I can voice my opinion, and I did. And then other than that, it was just about being professional, getting to the building early, being the first one here and the last one to leave, watching as much film as I can, working as hard as I can, so you guys know that I'm not up there pouting. And I wasn't going to anyway. I felt like I was going to have a chance to play at some point anyway, whether it be injury or just whatever happened. So I just continued to work my butt off.
You know, were you even surprised that it happened and that it kind of happened so fast? I mean, obviously you came in and you were the spark plug in game one against Kansas City that he was looking for, but to be named the starter in week two already?
In the NFL, I feel like nothing surprises me really anymore, just because I've seen so much stuff in the 5 years that I've been here in the league that, you know, you just got to just be ready to go at all times. Everything can change in one play. You never know exactly what's going to happen, so you just got to, for me, it's about preparing like a starter, whether I am or not, and being ready to go when my numbers call.
You know, leading up to the week, OB basically said about you, hey, we just want him to let it rip. And I don't know exactly what let it rip meant. Was 58 pass attempts, is that what let it rip is?
He just wanted me to play my game, go out there and just, you know, don't stick my toe in the water and just go out there and come out firing. Like, he knows I want to and, like, I can't. So, you know, I kind of have that same approach every week, really. He didn't have to tell me that for me to go ahead and do it, but he just wanted me to let me know, like, hey, you got the green light, let's go. So, you know, we just need to complete more passes this year.
Tampa Bay, obviously the task at hand coming in here on Sunday. As you start to break down their defense and look at them, what are some of the challenges that they pose?
Yeah, they're quick, they're fast, they're athletic, they got a good defensive front, they're good in the secondary, pretty veteran in the secondary. So, I mean, it's almost like last week about, you know, we have to space against zone and win against man coverage.
And starting the season 0-2, no one wanted that, no one expected. How do you, as a quarterback and as a leader, how do you
put your nose down and you put your nose down and you just grind it out? I mean, it's a week-to-week league. You got to get ready to go the next week as soon as that game's over and put that one behind you, because, I mean, maybe enjoy for 12 hours and then you come in on Monday. Okay, that one's done. We're on to the next one. We got to figure out how we're going to get a win against this team, because in the league, you know, every team's got a chance to win every Sunday. So you just got to be the most prepared team and go out there and perform your fundamentals to give yourself a chance.
The first time you'll be playing on turf here at NRG, not your first time on turf, but just your thoughts on the turf being put down and being able to play on that for the rest of the season.
Well, I mean, we can go play out in the parking lot and we wouldn't care. We just want to play football. It doesn't matter if it's turf, grass, asphalt, rocks, whatever. We just want to play football. That's what we love to do. That's why we're here.
Great stuff from Ryan Mallett, Patty. So let's just hope he continues to develop here and start number four is more successful than career start number three was.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that week number four is more successful for me than week number 1 and 2 in the fantasy department. And actually, I probably should have checked in with our John Harris and FanDuel. John?
Week 3 of the NFL season is upon us, and it's time to queue up our favorite activity, fantasy football. Yes, it's FanDuel Formula time, and I'm going to give you some fantasy hits this week, and one you got to stay away from. My first one is Cam Newton. Yeah, I saw him last week, but with the run game, with the pass game combination against New Orleans, they give up a lot of yards to Jameis Winston. I think Cam Newton is a huge pickup. If you haven't got a quarterback, he's the way to go. And on FanDuel, he's $7,900, a pretty good value. Running backs, everybody's looking for running backs. How about one maybe you've never heard of? Deion Lewis. Yes, for the New England Patriots, a run-pass threat. And if you're in a PPR league, he's a huge waiver wire pickup. And on FanDuel, $6,700 is flat-out dollar store-type money. Well, here's a guy you want to stay away from this week. Mark Ingram, New Orleans Saints. Drew Brees, questionable. Going against the Carolina defense. Yeah, you're going to want to stay away from Mark Ingram, even at $7,900. Stay away from him. Guy you don't want to play this week. Go to HoustonTexans.com/fantasypass and play our game against me and hundreds of others.
John Harris knows what he's talking about, but don't hold him to it.
I think he should be held accountable at all times.
Probably.
All right, we're going to take a timeout here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll let you know where your Houston Texans are in the community. Stay with us.